Chapter 19, Belinda's Dilemma. Slam went the door to the dwelling, and Melinda came running in, happy she could be, carrying her basket of walnuts. Well, she put the basket down proudly on the table, for she knew that her family loved walnut pie, walnut cake, and walnut fudge. Her family was endowed with a sweet tooth for sure. My mom thanked her for her hard work, picking them and bringing them home. She told her to wash her hands proper for dinner, for victuals were ready as soon as she was. Putting the last bowl on the table, my mom and Ma heard a scream, closely followed by crying and footsteps running from the necessary room, hands flying and tears flowing. "For goodness sakes, child, whatever is the matter?" asked my mom. And Ma at the same time, as they grabbed Belinda to see if she was in one piece. "My hands are brown. My hands are brown. And they're supposed to be white," screamed Melinda. "They won't get clean no matter how I scrub them. What shall I do to get them white?" Melinda asked, crying harder and getting downright inconsolable. Oh, now my mom knew that she needed to be getting Mel under control, dinner getting cold and all. So she told her as they were eating, she would be telling Mel all about stains and what to do about them. She had not told Mel about walnut staining, for she had gone on her own and no one knew where she was going until she came home bearing the walnuts in her basket. "Mel, darling, it looks like you'd be wearing gloves on your hands when church going for a time. But don't be fretting, child. All of us be having brown stains on our hands many times. You must be remembering that they be staining furniture and things with walnuts, and the stains are likened to stains on our souls that we be needing time to be worked on by the Holy Spirit. Now, many folks have things that they be carrying around with them that be part of their past, and it's likened to these stains. Only time will erase them. In due season, with washing and daily chores wearing the brown residue off, someday sooner than you be thinking, your hands will be white again, just like people's hearts and attitudes will no longer be staining their souls. Then you will trust God in time, your hands will return to normal, and you may even be laughing about your weeping and wailing someday." Melinda looked at her hands, smiled, and told her family that she sure was sorry to be such a blubbering baby about all the stains, but she sure was glad that she knew God was going to be helping. She was also happy that God was in the soul cleaning business, for she would rather go around with stains on her hands than on her heart or soul. When the walnut cake was still in the oven, she looked at her hands, and then savoring the smell coming from the stove, she admitted that having to wear gloves to church for a few weeks was a small price to pay for the wonderful joy of the walnuts and all that they offered her and her family.